Okay, file 004. I'm starting a little early, but we'll go over the story thus far. We're up to page Kuftez Zion. We'll start from page Kuftez Zion. So the Chazalvavus is talking really about a very sweeping description of why a person, like what a person is supposed to do in this world. He's talking about the Bria, it's almost like Derech Hashem here. He's talking about why Hashem put a person into this world. So he says, really, a person, in Omer HaSeichel on page Kuf Tez Zayin, no, we're going to start from Kuf Yud Zayin. Upon the bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin, so he had given the whole description, the marshal with the person on the foreign island, and the transience of Olam HaZeh, and that everything is Olam Haba. And then the Nefesh asks, so what should I do? What does that mean in the real world? So, Amar HaSeichel, in the bottom of Kuf Tez Zayin, he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person three tasks in this world. And the tasks are enumerated on the top of Kuf Yud Zayin. He says, Hashem wants a person to become higher than the Malachim. A man was created to cleave to Hashem and to benefit, to enjoy and take pleasure in and benefit from ziv kavodo of Hashem, right? Being nenem ziv hashchina, a pleasure that goes forever in itzchias that we can't really imagine what it is. We can't conjure up an image of what it is because it's not a physical pleasure at all. And Hashem wants the person, Hashem made a bria, a person, a nivra, that would be taking a higher level of pleasure than a malach. Higher than a malach. So how does the person do that as he goes through life? So the first thing he says, so the person has three tasks in life to get to there. The first is awareness and knowledge of Hashem, which is a mouthful. Because that means being aware of Hashem's existence, knowing Hashem's midos, all these things we talk about, knowing or trying to figure out, learning Torah, trying to see Hashem's hanhoga of the world, understanding Hashem's hanhoga, avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, thinking about Hashem, all these things that all these things that are rarely done because everybody's busy with the rituals of Yiddishkeit. And this is the main thing, to think and talk and be maketov and to contemplate Hashem, His existence, His midos, His hanhoga, balach the bedrochav, mahu rachum, afator rachum. And that's learning Torah. That could really all be placed under the general heading of learning Torah. That's what you're doing when you're learning Torah. You're acquiring knowledge of Hashem, of how Hashem works, of what Hashem wants. So that's the first thing. Number two is like a general sur meirav ha'asei tov, a general mahalach ha'chayim of being a servant of Hashem and not being a mohed, not being a rebel. Now, you want to do Hashem's will, but in a general sense. Again, this is on the top of Kuf Yud Zayin of an Aleph. Kuf Yud Zayin. In a general, what are you going to do in this world? You're going to be a servant of Hashem, or you're going to be self-centered and follow what you want to do? And the third thing he says is really more specifics. It's the nisyonos a person has, and this is really more specifics. Each person is different. Each person has the ol, he calls it, the burden of serving Hashem in his own way. He has his own life to lead. He has his own nisyonos. He has to overcome his own life's. He has to overcome his own life's difficulties, nisyonos, taivus, attitudes, his own midos. That's the third thing. So that's the three things a person has to do, and when he does these three things, he becomes higher than a malach, because he underwent this process. So he cleaves to Hashem forever and ever and ever in a more intense and pleasurable way than a malach even does. And that wouldn't be shayach if he wouldn't have been created in a guf, as the Chavis HaLevavos says. So Hashem had to make this bria and have this person go through life as a person, as a human being, because we're talking about the neshama. So he had to take on this body in order to undergo and do these things and not be a malach, but become higher than a malach. Most Rishonim hold that at the end of days, the existence of a person in Nitzchius has the guf there also, in some very fine form, not as trust as our present guf, that has bodily needs and desires, and isn't very magushim, but to the degree that a person was makadish himself, if you look at, was makadish as evarim, with doing mitzvahs, with so the guf becomes kadosh, and most Rishonim hold lasid lavo, it will not be just the neshama existing forever, but it will be some sort of combination of guf and neshama in a very fine form. Okay, so then we learned a pretty big arichus in the Chavis HaLevavos. He goes through, he describes this guf that Hashem made, and he describes this palace. He calls it a palace that Hashem built, and he really goes on to describe, and that's what we'll pick up from there. He goes on to describe the human body, because that, again, that's where he's coming from. He started from there. Now, so Hashem made this body, he put the neshama in the body to become higher than a malach. But now he goes on to describe the body, and he really describes the body in a way that we would describe, I think, a city. Because he describes, and we'll go through it now very quickly. If you know biology, then you could really, Chavis HaLevavos was working with a very, I think, rudimentary knowledge of biology. And some things he says are even not correct from the standpoint of modern medicine. But it's only more amazing what they know now, how the body works. You pick up these magazines, these articles, just about how the body fights disease and how everything in the body works. You go out of your mind. It's like so amazing. I always recommend these books, Design a World, Our Amazing World, all these series of four books. I mean, there's so many books, you could just go to a library. Anyway, but he describes really like a city, because it has police, and it has shomrim, and it has otsaros, like treasure houses where things are stored, and it's producing, and really, that's what the body is. It produces chemicals, and it has policemen to guard the body from attack, and it's a whole palace. He calls it a palace. So we'll start, we'll go through it quickly, because it's really, it's more poetic than anything else. I mean, some you could learn it, and a biologist or a doctor could spend a lot of time describing each line of the Chavis HaLevavos, and it's even more amazing than the Chavis HaLevavos says it is, because modern medicine knows much more than it did at the time of the Chavis HaLevavos. But we'll go through it quickly, because really this belongs more in Shaar HaBechina, where he describes how you have to appreciate Hashem's world. Here, it's almost agav. So he starts describing the guf where Hashem plopped down this neshama. So we'll go through it quickly. So we'll start Kuf Yud Zion, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, the 11th line. V'achakach posach loch bo chamisha shi'ar melcha olam. So there's five gates that gives the person contact with the outside world. Right? So think of the body as a palace, and there's five gates into the palace. The Hoshabem Chamisha Shorim in Emonov, and there are five like guards by each gate. Hashorim, the gates are Evari Hachushim, are the senses. That's how a person has a contact with the outside world. So those are the gates between the body and the outside world. And the shoarim are, I don't know, I guess it's the brain. It's not the evorim, but the sense itself. Chamisha hachushim, hamashimoshim ben. Ha'im chushiros, the sense of sight. Hashema and of hearing, for Reach and of smelling, for Tam and of feeling, I'm sorry, taste, for Hamishush and feeling. And so that's the brain, I guess, uses the Evarim to hear, to see. So that's what that's how he describes it. Everything you need in this world are through these Sha'arim and through these gatekeepers. And the gatekeepers decide how much and how little and to what degree. Everything is controlled. They run the
show.
That's the seichel, the brain. The halev is seen as the seat of a person's will, what a person's desires and will, what motivates a person, the emotions, the seat of the emotions. The akaved is the liver. That's the nefesh hatzomeches, the mepharshim say, what the physical body grows from there. For ashakim, literally means the testicles, means that the body has a koach to perpetuate itself, right? So, and these are the things you want in a city, in a living organism. You have all these things plus the koach to perpetuate itself. V'chein heitzavot b'toch arbo otzoros, for storehouses, larbo pekidim, for officers, klomar koach hamoshech. That's the food goes into the stomach. No matter what position you're in, because the muscles of the stomach work in such a way that the food is always pushed down into the digestive system. The koach hamachzik, it stops till it's digested. The koach hamaakel is the digestion. The koach hapolet is the garbage man. Take out the waste. Votes roseim mishkanam. This I really couldn't figure out. You gotta ask the doctor about this. I don't know, they used to think that, I don't know, Hamora Shchora, this has to do with circulation. Hamora Hayaruka, white and red, humors, like we say, like Mora Shchora, which means depression, but it means the gall. I don't know, it's a part of the body, actually. The humor, well, is there a word?
Bladder?
No, not the bladder. Is there a part of the body called the humor? They used to say there's a black humor and a red humor, and that carries lymph circulation throughout the body. I don't know. Anyway, v'aluchias and the liquid, v'adam, the blood. I mean, if you read a book, you read articles, like it's all sorts of things going on. White cells, red cells, blood cells. It's even more complicated than he makes it out to be. V'achakach pizuras ha-mashorasim and his servants inside the body, outside the body, b'tochum v'chutzalo, they show them, and also to guard the body. Also, Moshe Basilcho could go and have care of the intestines, of reading the tendons, Ashurim his muscles, Gidim his nerves, Orgim his blood vessels. These are all watching the body, guarding it. Bonds, there's some connection somewhere in the body. A person dies, everything in the body is fine. Like, what happened? Everything's there. Why shouldn't it work? There's some kesher, there's a life force in the body, and somehow the gashmius of the body is tied to that life force. The heim adam, that's found in the blood, damu ha-nefesh, right, the Pasuk says. Ha-chom ha-tivi, I don't know what that means, the natural warmth of the body. V'aruach ha-chiyuni, that's the spirit of life that Hashem put into a person. So Hashem tied together, you know, the heart stops beating when the life force goes out of the body. So there's some magical kesher there between the life force and the physical part of the body working.
The five senses? All five? The life force is in the blood and the five senses are all where it gets it from?
You're not talking about the five senses here. I don't know exactly what he is talking about. His sentence is that Hashem was kosher, tied together the physical parts of the body with some sort of life force. And when the life force leaves, the physical parts of the body don't work. It's like taking the engine out, taking out the battery.
So,
That doesn't work anymore. But that's a mystical. We don't see that. We don't know what it is. That's Niflaus Hashem. I don't think scientists could describe what happens when a person dies. Like, why does his body stop working? Like, what left the body? So good, if a person is shot in the heart, so the heart's not going to work anymore. But let's say a person just dies. So,
what changed?
There's a koach hachiyumi.
It's just even more interesting because there's a sekel and a nefesh talking to each other. You think that one of the two of the combined would be the life force.
Then Hashem, so Hashem tied it together, connected this heichel in the body. It fits, everything perfect, everything functions together. I mean, sometimes it doesn't, right? When it doesn't, that's when you find out how 99% of the time it does. I had a friend a few months ago. So he had a grandchild. His son gave birth to a son. And the pancreas wasn't working 100%. It's terrible. The kid was all messed up. They were in the hospital for months and months and months. Don't ask what was going on. And the pancreas, it just wasn't... Something was wrong. You know, you... One little thing goes a little wrong. And then the whole body's out of whack. So he's pointing out how the body is always in sync with all the things that are functioning and working together. It really would be kedai. I mean, they have these biology books, these articles. Once in a while you read. Good old Reader's Digest when I was younger. He used to have I Am Joe's Liver. You have this article, you read it. That's like a tipish abayom. Like, what do you get out of that? It's really childish. And even that's amazing. Okay, and all of this, and as Hashem built this machine to enable a person to do the three things that he mentioned before, in order for him to be nena mizim hashchina lanetzach. So Hashem built this perfect, this functioning machine, and it's all to enable that. Then. And then we're not finished. So that's the machine. So it's producing and it's working and there's servants and there's the storehouses for the digestive system and there's sh'orim and sh'arim and there's a whole city going on. Then Hashem gave a government because the body has to be governed. So it gave the person two people in charge, two forces in charge to give you eitzes. How to conduct the body. Umino alayach shnei lavlavarim, and two secretaries to write everything down. Umosalach, and then it gave you agents to help you carry out these tasks. And now he's going to explain what all these things are. Umosalach manam salim amasham shem lefanayach, kedei tzorchech bolam hazeh. Shnei anagidim is the Yetzotoyv and the Yetzorah. They are the two counselors, like a king. Has a Secretary of State, right? Secretary of Defense, has a cabinet. So every person has a cabinet made up of two forces. His conscience, called the Eitz HaToiv, call it the Seichel, call it his conscience, call it. That's one member of the cabinet. How to run this city. Harayo Echad Mehem Wa Seichel. Amancha Oscha El Masharotzoi Mimech Lefnei Hashem. So he's giving you advice how you should use the city, how you should use everything in the city to do Hashem's will. That's what you should be producing. Hanogel Hasheni, the second member of the cabinet, who Yitzreich, it's your Taivus, Yitzhara, who Amate Osach, and they're giving you bad advice, trying to fool you, trying to shift you in a different direction, trying to focus you on different things. But Hashem created this. But you have to appreciate, you know, we're going through it fast. But that's what he's saying. He's saying Hashem has a goal in mind. And in order to accomplish this goal, he built an amazingly complex piece of machinery. And he put in all of these things that the machine should function and work and all the moving parts of the machine, there's millions of moving parts in the machine, and they all work together. And then it gave like two members of the cabinet to give advice how to run the machine, to produce what? Either going to produce what Hashem wants you to produce, or you're going to produce what you want it to produce.
It sounds like from here it jumps into the spiritual realm.
This is, he started off with Ruchnius. He's saying why Hashem created a person and put him into a body. Ushnei alav levorim. Now this is really amazing. Here he writes, we say, this really comes from Pirkei Avos. He's saying an amazing thing. He's saying every person has, and there's two secretaries, and the secretaries are writing down everything a person does. And this is really what says in Pirkei Avos. It says in Pirkei Avos, a person does good, kona lo praklat echad. And everything you do is recorded. Right? You know, you do something today, we forget about it, like in an hour from now. We don't remember what we did this minute. There's a lot of minutes, so we did it in a minute. By tomorrow, we've totally forgotten about it. But something happened this minute, and that's Kayim La'ad. That's what he says. There's two secretaries that are writing down Chol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtovim. But you want to look at the Mishnah and others that says, you do a Ma'asa Toiv, kind of like Prakla Dechot. You get a defender, you do a Ma'asa Ra, kind of like Kategor Echot. When Taina says, Shas Ptirosa Shaladam, all the Klei Bayis, everything comes to be made, and then everything he said, everything he did. So, you know, like every minute, it's a very scary thought. Every minute is forever. And that's what he says. Hashem set up the system, so there's a cabinet, and then there's the court stenographer, and there's two court stenographers that are writing down everything you do. If you do good, again, he has this picture of a city and a governing body, and there's two secretaries. Like his picture is that Hashem provided each person. Chazal is painting a picture that Hashem provides the neshama with hundreds, thousands of servants. He put the neshama in this machine, and the neshama now controls and has as its, at its beck and call hundreds, thousands of servants. Most of the servants, like the blood vessels and the digestive system and the blood circulation, you know, they work pretty much automatically. Maybe you need a tune-up once in a while. If you're on it, and once a year, they tell you to get a checkup. But otherwise, it functions pretty much by itself. But it's the person's servants. It's and you have to use this body to do Hashem's will. So Hashem gives you a cabinet made up of two members, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, and each one's advising you, and you have to decide who you're going to listen to, and use this body that Hashem gave you to hopefully, right, again, to raise yourself above the level of the Malachim. And you have two stenographers making sure that nothing is lost. No such thing. You live for the minute, but it lasts forever. For Nitzchius. So look what he says. And you're using Hashoarim, that's the senses, the Hamanhigim, the Hamamunim, the Hamashorasim. These are all words he assigned to describe the human body and the human koiches. V'hanagidim, v'hamasadim, v'hamashamshamim. He didn't say what those are yet. He's about to say it. V'alavur hasheni, the second stenographer, koishu ma'asecha haroyim. Fi omer le'abu ma'asu ma'atayim. So everything's recorded. Everything has an impact. Everything a person does has an impact. That doesn't mean it's recorded. It's recorded. There's no book. Maybe there is, but it means much deeper than that. It means it has an impact. And it's real. It's not just something you did. It's something there's a record of it. There's a record of everything you do. That record is somewhere in the universe. Bein l'tov, bein l'ra.
What's the purpose of having two people?
Two lav levarim.
Yeah. Can one write both?
I don't know, the Sanhedrin also doesn't always have two. One writing one side, one writing the other side. The point is that, I don't know, but the point being that every action you do has an impact. And it's
one way or the other.
So Tov and Ra. Maybe it's to be madgish that you're always faced with that choice. And so it's he depicts it as two different ones. Like, who's going to write it? The good guy or the bad guy? When with the same guy's writing it, it could be, it's blurred. If you want to be madgish, the shtei drachim lefonai, so you describe two different people. The prosecutor and... Now he says an amazing thing. He says, and Hashem gives you aids, A-I-D-E-S, to help you, Hashem gives you aids. So what are those aids? He says, they're the midos of a person. The tchunos hanefesh of a person. These are the things that you're supposed to use as aids to help you use your body in carrying out Hashem's will. Kagon, and now he goes through midos of a person. Hasimcha. In other words, simcha is Hashem's gift to a person that will help him. That's what the Lovus calls them. Mesadim u'meshamshim. Simcha is going to help you do Hashem's will. Why? Because it's an attitude. And if you're besimcha, you're more eager and you're more apt to do things and you're not lazy. So Hashem gave the gift of an attitude called simcha that's supposed to help the person do what he's supposed to do. And that's how you have to use simcha. You have to use simcha to help you. That's what he goes. So you're using simcha. We think of it as, you know, acting upon us. We're the boss. A person has thousands of servants. He's supposed to use the midas hasimcha to help him in his avodas Hashem. Had the oga, and a doga can be good sometimes, or it sounds more like to me the chayvus halavdus is like, and that's the other way than the soyim. The bad counselor will tell you to use the oga. You're right. You're always worried. Doga kills simcha. So there's a good doga too. I mean, that's go learn orcha tzaddik to see, like, you know, the good and the bad in every midah. But the way he puts it down, he's talking about extremes. So he's talking about simcha and doga, which kills simcha. The hasisa, being happy, that's different than simcha. The da'ava, being depressed, being down. The zikaron, supposed to, like, let's say something good happened to a person 10 years ago. So Hashem gives you the koach zikaron, so you make a toast to Hashem, but you're supposed to remember what happened 10 years ago also. Like we learned before, you're always supposed to, like, think how happy you were when you got married, right? So you're supposed to. You're supposed to always feel that happiness, and you're supposed to always feel that thankfulness. So you're using zikaron and avodas Hashem. You're remembering when you were sad, Hashem found you a job, Hashem gave you this, Hashem gave you this break, maybe you got a good friend that influenced your life. So you're supposed to always remember that. V'hashikha is the other way. So I think sometimes shikha could be good also, but from the context of Chagallah, it sounds like he's saying it for the bad. Vayadiyah is chokhmah. To pursue chokhmah. So he says it as a midah. And he described it, he puts it down, he lists it as a midah. The pursuit of chokhmah. The hasichlus, the pursuit of narishkeit. You know, so we say narishkeit, but you know, every, we read newspapers, we read most of it is really, there's nothing there. The ha'omets, having courage, being chazak in avodas Hashem, not being fearful, having backbone. The hamorech, being afraid, scared of your shadow. You don't want to do this. You might upset this person. So these are all midos that we're supposed to use. The ha'ovel, the ha'tzedek, a sense of justice, a sense of abhorrence of injustice. The habusha, that's a very good midah. Not just a very good midah, it's an essential midah. It shows dignity. If a person has busha, it means he has a sense of dignity. A person without busha is a person with no sense of dignity. So that is supposed to use that sense of busha. Right? Zuha busha. So busha could be a tremendous koyach in avoiding chait. So Hashem made all of these midos, so he calls them in this large scheme of things, mesadim and meshamshim. These are your aids to carry out your task in Olam Hazeh. Atikva, v'hayiyush, v'ava, v'asina, v'ha'oneg. You're supposed to be able to enjoy yourself. Certainly Shabbos, Yom Tov, when there's a mitzvah simcha, or maybe, you know. You're supposed to always be b'simcha. So a sense of owning, you're supposed to enjoy what Hashem bestows upon you. Vatzar, uschichas, vanova, vasrora, vakina, vaknia. Srora could be good, could be bad. Yeah. These are all a listing of midos that Hashem created to help, that a person's supposed to use. As you go through life, you could probably think over the past day, if you really sit and think, and take out a pen and paper, you can list easily 30 to 40 midos that one may niya, mem nun yun ayin, your actions today. Oh, I did this because I was angry. I did this because I was in a rush. I did this because I was upset. I did this because I was curious. I did this because I, right? And these are all, this is what your life is made out of, really. The meniyah of midos. Hashem made all of these midos, and you're supposed to control it. You're the boss, just like you have all those things that you're the boss over your goof. And then, so that's how he describes the human condition. Okay.